3. Psychological foundations of habit formation. Despite the immense progress in this domain, personal development and behavioral change remain incompletely understood. However, one insight into the question of how human behaviors become more or less automatic appeared as early as the 1940s in the work of the psychologist B.F. Skinner. To illustrate, his ideas informed many self-help and business books of the time, where principles of habit formation were discussed among workers. These principles eventually were used in management theory and in the development of products. The idea was to make behaviors as automatic as possible, thus reducing frictions and making systems more fluid. This strategy anticipated the contemporary discussion of nudging that has become popular in economic theory. It suggests that individuals can be subtly manipulated to behave in pro-social ways without giving up their liberty. Skinner proposed that behaviors operate in a kind of loop. An antecedent, or cue, launches a behavioral routine which yields a consequence. The satisfaction thereby obtained further primes the associative pathways in our brains, which makes these pathways even more likely to be triggered by the same cues in the future. This loop of cue routine reward seemed to be at the heart of habitual behaviors. Over the following decades, researchers have added nuance to Skinner's initial discovery. For example, they identified cravings as arising immediately after the cue, pulling the subject towards the behavioral routine. The process can then be mapped more precisely as a four-stage feedback loop: cue, craving, response, and reward. This mechanism lies at the heart of Jim Clear's best-selling book Atomic Habits.